As the holovid continued to play, she lingered near the back of the cave. She couldn't help but overhear Bastila say,
"I love you, Revan,"
as the recording came to an end.
"I love you too,"
Revan responded, the acoustics of the cave making his voice unnaturally loud. Mitra shifted her feet uncomfortably at the exchange. She wasn't jealous of Bastila. Mitra loved Revan, but not in that way. She'd never had romantic feelings for her mentor. Rather, she regarded him with deep admiration and intense devotion. At this moment, however, she was acutely aware that Bastila and Revan shared a relationship that went far deeper than what Mitra shared with him. She knew she shouldn't begrudge them that, but some small part of her couldn't help but feel her reunion with Revan had been preempted by a holovid. T3 beeped inquisitively as the video came to an end.
"Of course," Revan said. "I'll watch it 100 times over if I can. But give me a minute."
He stood up and went to join Mitra in the back of the cave.
"Thank you for this," he said, "and for saving me."
"It was nothing."
"No,"
Revan said, shaking his head.
"Do not underestimate all you've accomplished. Nobody else could have found me across an entire galaxy. Nobody else could have saved me from my imprisonment."
He studied her for a moment.
"I was told you had been cut off from the Force, but I can sense its power in you. I always knew you had great potential, but you have become far greater than I could have ever imagined."
"I'm just following in your footsteps."
"Not anymore," Revan replied. "You have blazed your own trail. I can sense you have walked a path even I would not dare to tread. I owe you everything, Mitra. It is a debt I will never be able to repay."
"No,"
Mitra said with a wan smile.
"Without your teaching, I could never have become what I am today. I'm the one who owes a debt she can never repay."
"Then why don't we call it even?"
Revan said.
"A wise and just solution,"
she replied.
"As always."
"Would you like to see the holovid of Bastila and my son?"
he asked, offering her his hand.
"It would mean more to watch it with a friend at my side."
"Of course,"
she said, a lump forming in her throat.
"It would be my honor."